a lot of comments came in about constipation, bowel movements, just sort of general kind of excretions. I thought, you know what? Let's get to the bottom of it. Sorry, it's so crap. Ooh, it's like kind of ripples in a pond, and everybody needs a good shit. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle, and welcome to Own Your Health. Welcome back to Coffee Break Clinic. Now, this is the moment when the entire team are absolutely exhausted and they need a coffee break, but I'm not. So I keep going. But that never, I now make them work because I'm carrying on. So what we do is we stop and pause and have a coffee. And this is where I answer many of the questions that you send in. OK, so one of the questions which we've got here is about slow food transit. Okay, we've also got a lot of comments came in about constipation, bowel movements, just sort of general kind of excretions. I thought, you know what? Let's get to the bottom of it. Sorry, it's so crap. You can blame my father. I grew up on Morecambe and Wise, and my dad quips. Anyway, so now we've got to the bottom of that. Anyway, Anyway, so let's talk about this, because there's something that everyone needs to know that most people don't, okay, which is in Chinese medicine, your large intestine, which is the organ responsible for that sort of that exit passage, is connected to your lung in the metal element. Oh, so that's interesting. I mean, like, it's a whole subject for another episode as to how they worked that one out, but they did. And it's absolutely borne out to be true. And one of the most amazing things about that little connection is that there's something called peristalsis. Now, peristalsis is movement of the gut, okay, which is basically the walls of the tubes of the large intestine, or the whole of the gut, is basically going like that. And the rhythm of peristalsis is directly connected to the diaphragm. And everyone's absolutely shocked. I know. So I'm just going to do a Katie pause there to just let that sink in. It's connected to the diaphragm. Now, isn't that fascinating? So as the breath is breathing, so is the peristalsis underneath. As above, so below. Now, what's fascinating about that is that when we're stressed, which most of us are most of the time, we tend to shallow breathe. Because breathing, as I've discussed before, and I'll be saying this a lot, breathing is a really interesting thing because it's conscious and subconscious. You can flip between the two. It's a really good transitional exercise because you have to breathe, okay? But often when we're not breathing consciously, we're stressed. And when we're stressed, we don't breathe deeply. So what happens is that then the diaphragm isn't moving very much. It's not going, just take a deep breath with me now and feel your diaphragm. And feel your diaphragm. You will feel the movement of the stomach. You'll feel the abdomen. The abdomen will sort of stretch. Well, actually, when you start to get used to the feeling of your subtle body, you will notice that peristalsis will also start to strengthen. Whereas conversely, if you're breathing very shallowly, peristalsis will mirror that and it will breathe shallowly. So often you will find that stress is the culprit to many of the issues of our bowels. OK, because we're not excreting very well because we're not breathing very well. So that's the first thing. Now, the other thing that's really interesting about this kind of lung, large intestine connection is that, as I've discussed in earlier episodes, all of the key organs of the body are responsible for kind of all of the body. OK, emotional, spiritual and physical. So the lungs, obviously, now they're called the governor of the body because they govern everything. But they are responsible, obviously, for breath. Breathing in, breathing out. That's kind of what they're doing. There's a load of other things they're doing as well, but that's the primary thing. But the lungs are also kind of very much around the heart. And if the heart suddenly feels pain because something awful's happened or you're upset, which happens a lot, or you've seen something on social media that's upset you, or all the things that are happening to our hearts, the lungs are a bit like shock absorbers. So the heart, the body does not want pain lodging in the heart. The heart is like the king on the chessboard, okay? It cannot be touched at all costs. So the other organs kind of get in front of it, go, I'll pick this up, I'll do this, I'll do that, to stop the heart getting impacted. And when you're dealing with the lungs are literally like shock absorbers. So the heart will go, oh, and the lungs go, and sort of suck it up, okay? But in the meantime, your lungs are still breathing in and out, okay? They're either in the middle of breathing in or in the middle of breathing out. So if that shock is too much, or it's just too many shocks a day, which often it is. It may not necessarily be quality, it might be quantity of shock, just loads of stuff, just all the stuff hitting you over and over again. The lungs are going, woo, 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 woo. It's like kind of ripples in a pond. And what they then do is they will often dump this kind of heavy energy down in its pair of the large intestine. A, because it's heavy in nature, so it's going to cascade downwards in the energy systems of the body. And B, because it's so painful and the lungs are so busy and there's so much of it that the lungs have got this narrative going, well, hang on a minute, I'm in the middle of something over here. You're not doing so much. You can deal with it. And down it goes. Because also the body's got its own narrative. So the body also wants to get rid of this negativity, it doesn't like it. So of course the bowels are the very last exit point that the body's got. So the lungs will send it down going, I'm overwhelmed, you sort it out, and then down it goes. But then because it's energy, because you can't see any of this, I'm giving you a sort of unspoken narrative that's sort of, which is what, this is how your energy talks to itself, okay, is that it goes down. And often because of the overwhelm of modern life, it's going down many times a day. It might be going down there like 200 times a day, which means it's after a while, it starts to build up and then it gets compressed. Because guess what? You're sat down. And then things start to sublimate, which is when they start to shift from one thing to another. They cease to become energy and emotional, and they start to become physical because the blood gets involved and the body gets involved and heat gets involved and then buildup gets involved. And then all of a sudden, you've got sediment. You've got this kind of toxic waste sediment that's blocking the way that the body hasn't now got quite enough energy to release, partly probably exacerbated by our diets aren't quite right, that we're not exercising as much as we could do, that we're over sedentary and we're overstressed. And all of this narrative is kind of slowly like grains of sand building up in the body very slowly and very incrementally. And sometimes we improve it and then it gets worse again, but we've never fully cleared it. And then before you know it, you've got irritable bowel, or you've got irregularities, okay, or you've got inconsistencies. Let's just go there, okay? We always talk stools in clinic. We love a bit of stool conversation. So we want a perfectly formed stool 3 times a day with no residue or anything left over anywhere, okay? That's what a perfect stool should look like. And I don't know many people that can boast a perfect stool to that level. So if it's anything less than that, or even if it's anything less than once a day, which so many people complain of, it's not once a day, then we know that this narrative that I'm talking about is starting to get in there. Now, please, please, please be aware when I start talking about syndromes, it is absolutely paramount that you discuss all of this with your doctor and that everything I'm discussing is in that safe to know sort of camp where you're over here going, it can't do any harm, I don't see why not. But this is the other side of the custard cream, okay? This is the bit that people don't know about. And actually, to simplify what to do about it, one of the easiest things you can do is get the gong app. James is going to get his gong out. There's a mindfulness bell app. It's called Mindfulness Bell. Now breathe. Linger at the top of the breath. Slowly breathe out. Linger at the bottom of the breath. And notice how good that feels. Just that, just the gong and that. Nothing more complicated. All we need to start to do to shift that narrative is use the breath, okay? So that you allow the lungs to slow down so that they can process, okay? So that you allow the vibration of the gong to just cleanse through the cells of the body. Use the exhale to release all of the negativity that's been building up in the previous hour, because ideally do this hour by hour, okay, and allow all of the negative narrative to just exude out with the exhale and beautiful, new, fresh, calm frequency to come with the inhale and a nice boost to your peristalsis because you've just reminded yourself what a nice, deep movement of the diaphragm feels like. Nice, deep diaphragmatic movements will hopefully lead to nice, big bowel movements and everybody needs a good shit. So with that, I shall leave you for this episode to say the Coffee Break Clinic is not a dialogue. Oh, sorry. It is a dialogue. It's not a monologue. It might look like it is. So please send your questions in on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok. And I look forward to seeing you at the next Coffee Break Clinic.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.